Welcome to another RPG Reanimators It's Live Actual Play. Once again, I'm joined by Greenbox Gaming, and we're running through my scenario, Hellhole.
Yeah.
Somebody else can do a recap if they want. I don't know how much I remember.
Before that, I just wanted to check in.
You did so good the first time. This is the problem with doing a good job, Brad.
Yeah.
I do want to check in, though, and give a little bit of a content warning for this upcoming session, because I think it can get a little rough. There's probably going to be torture and extreme violence, maybe a little bit of implied forced cannibalism. So just letting you know, viewers.
Sorry, Petrov.
And so who could that possibly be depicted as? Oh my god.
Let's just not go in the hellhole. Have we thought of that?
We could go to a bar.
You know what?
We could hang out.
I'm pretty sure that if you guys don't go in the hellhole, things still happen. Just that's you're not correct. There for them.
No doubt.
And maybe that's okay too.
All right, but we'll get right into a recap from our wonderful players.
I was serious if someone else, because I'm not sure how much I'd do from.
Okay.
I'm kind of blanking on some spots.
We can make it collaborative. We'll do like one sentence each.
Fine, I'll start. So, where do we drop off? We dropped off with you were over the politician whose name is
Simon Gow.
And he woke up. That's where we started.
Yep.
And Roy was still downstairs with his kid, distracting him. I'm not sure how much we got from him. It was John, Petrov, and Dale up there, and it was just like he's just confused. Really, he really was kind of like pushing us off. Like, I just, you know, I don't know what happened. Blah blah blah. But I think we eventually got out of him that he is. He knows what he saw, or he knows what he thought he saw, and it lined up to what our friendly told us, and he's hearing voices just like her. And the creepiest thing that happened, while all this was happening, we had a group huddle, I believe, and we're like, okay, what do we do with this? Do we kidnap him on his way to his event he's really wants to go to? Do we take him out here? And I think it wasn't Agent Nathan, it was Jack Hawkins, right?
Yep.
I think Alex did a great descriptor of, I think specifically said, a thought eels into his head about what if we just off him right here. And it gets even worse. I think he was like, he's like starting to walk around. He's like almost like panic attack. And Jack, and he's like, oh yeah, do it in front of the kid, which was pretty dark too. And it's just like kept going further and further.
Yeah.
And Jack has like a little bit of panic attack, and we're kind of like, what's going on? You know. We end up,
I think the thing that broke him was the, I love your smell.
Oh, yeah. When he ends up going to the car, and this voice tells him some shit like that, which was very creepy. So we ended up destroying the politician's phone for whatever reason. I think we decided that, we got in contact with our friendly, and it was like, call him, make sure everything's okay. We kind of said, you know, have a babysitter, or his maid come in, take care of the kids, or at least there would be two adults there if something went down before him leaving. So hopefully he's around people, except for the drive there, if anything goes awry with him. Then we end up going back to the green box.
Where everything was fine.
Right, until the MRI machine magically turned on and shredded Petrov to an inch of his life. 3 hit points of his life, if I remember. Maybe it was 3 or 2, I don't know.
That's about right.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, what the hell was this? I mean, we got a sample from Simon's shoe, and it's the same kind of rock type thing. And I was thinking maybe that had something to do with it. So Roy threw the bag down the stairway well away from the main room. Doesn't seem to do anything. I think I threw the bag next to the MR machine and nothing happened. And Jack decides to be the hero and blow everything up because that's what we need to do as soon as we're leaving.
Because that's what heroes do.
That's what yeah. he would do.
Dale, Petrov, and Roy are walking to the car, and the characters don't know what happened. They just see the building go up. But from the gameplay point of view, Jack is trying. He has the deck cord, and he goes right up to the machine, and he he rolls and fails and does our little mechanism where he pushes by burning some willpower and still fails. So that's a critical fail. We hear some whirring in the walls. I think it's implied maybe it's a breaker going off or something. And the whole place explodes with Jack. Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
Beautiful send-all for a character.
So the crew basically gets the hell out of there and goes to back to Petrov, Agent Omar's veterinarian clinic, and is met there by our newest replacement, Agent Nathan. Jean's new character is, a fireman.
He's a firefighter.
Firefighter, yeah. Barely able to kind of like patch Omar up a little bit. And we're just basically like, what the hell are we gonna do? The team separates at some point in time. We call Jillian. I believe Agent O'Leary Dale goes and gets some guns, at least like a shotgun or something like that. Does like a really sketchy deal out on the pier or something.
Yeah, you got a Spaz 12, man.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh yeah.
And Opal, Roy starts looking at these samples, these rocks, and they're like kind of organic looking and almost scaly, and they seem to evaporate or something happens to them when under UV light. They seem to kind of like maybe not burn away, but something happens to them. It's weird. And Omar Petrov is trying to catch some Z's in the back office and hears someone rattling around at the back door, gets ready to deal with any intruder, and I believe a man wearing like a red
full
jump?
Pest control get
yeah,
up
like full
hazmat
face shield
yeah, like hazmat type yeah. suit, right, you know, with a big respirator and stuff, comes in, he tries to shoot, misses, this guy sprays acid in his fucking eyes and then cold clocks Petrov, and Agent Opal is like getting ready for the guy to come in, but he doesn't come because he drags Petrov out into the pest control van and stashes him. And Opal, with some clutch drive rolls,
so brave,
right, like, and gets on the phone, calls these two, and is like, someone's got Petrov, and follows them where else but the entrance to the subways, the place where we're supposed to go. We have a key card to get in, and
don't need it, as it turns out. Probably not going to need it.
Probably going to need it. That's but that is where we left off with Petrov, freshly spirited away down, probably not to the hellhole, probably somewhere completely different. And I'm sure that little bit of the disclaimer up top about mild cannibalism has nothing to do with what's happening thus far. I'm sure it's a complete coincidence. Yeah.
Don't forget the torture.
Has nothing to do with nothing. So that's where we are. And great. I'm gonna let you guys go because I'm no longer there. So,
gentlemen.
So go for it.
What a beautiful recap. Thank you. So we're just gonna kick right off to Agent Opal. So you've pulled up to this side street. You see this pest control van parked in an alleyway right next to this old subway. Okay. What are you doing? So you've already called Agent Nathan and Agent O'Leary, right?
Right.
What are you telling them? Can we see what that scene was?
I think I was just speeding down trying to catch up with this van, and just told him the whole situation. You know, they got Agent Omar. I'm in hot pursuit. I'm just naming off roads as we go by. You
right,
know,
right.
Whatever the roads names might be. I think I would be like, are they still on the line with me? I was like, I think I've got him. He's in an alleyway. Whatever.
Yeah, they certainly can be, and it is like dead in the middle of the night. There's not many cars out. What is your next course of action? Because your backup isn't there yet.
Right. Agent's like, oh, shoot. But, I mean...
Yeah, I'll have you roll sanity against helplessness right now.
All right.
It's going to be a 0/1.
By the way, like, I'm just going to say, I'm in hot pursuit is one of the best things I've ever heard.
Hot pursuit.
Hot pursuit.
I guess awesome. Dale and Ted are on the phone, and Ted's like, oh, yeah. this guy, what the hell, Dale?
Where are we, Nathan?
You're at the
That's
motel.
A good question.
you're in the motel, or you were in the motel.
All right, 26 under 69.
All right, you keep it together. And you've informed O'Leary, Nathan and O'Leary, which one of you is driving?
Let's consult the character sheet.
I think I'll be driving. That makes sense. I'm the hero. I'm the surrogate hero.
All right, why don't you roll?
Okay. Let's see how this goes. The hubris.
It's a confidence. It's only 16. Hubris if you fail.
It's right. 16 under 70, so... He's very good at driving.
It's confidence. Right. So you're just you're gunning so well? It.
He's really good.
He's a firefighter. He knows how
he drives the big truck.
That's right.
Okay.
He's played by Jason Statham.
You pull up in the big truck.
That old hook and ladder.
you roll up an engine.
Nah, you probably got like a rental. So you pull
a
up
rental engine.
So you're making good progress. You're not slowed down by anything. But we're going to cut back to Agent Oval, because what are you doing? Are you going to rush in? Are you going to wait for backup?
No, he's going to peer around the corner and see if there's any movement.
Okay, so you're going to creep up to the van. Well, and past the van is the entrance.
I don't want to leave my car, because I just want to see if I get eyes on the van, and is there any movement?
Yeah, so you look at this pest control van, and it is certainly... a banged up ugly thing. It's like this exterminator van. It's kind of like a maroon red. It's got a big ant on it.
Do I think people are still in the van?
Doesn't look like it.
Is it like the big pest control van from like Men in Black?
Men in Black. That's exactly what I was picturing.
Like it has a giant bug on the top. Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't. Like,
put my hands on my head.
But from the car that you're in, Agent Oval, this van is empty.
All right. Agent Oval's pretty quick, or he's pretty smart, so he saw that dude is going to this place. He knows what this place is,
yeah.
I'm sure, with a hazmat suit on. So Oval's going to put his hazmat suit on.
Oh, shit.
Steel-toed boots.
Hazmat battle.
Hazmat battle.
Yeah.
And he's going to be red, you're going to be
and
yellow,
you have
right?
a knife.
Yeah,
all right, so you're like knife. You're suiting up in this hazmat suit, probably in the back of your car. And with that, we're gonna fade to black and cut to Agent Omar. So you wake up, you have a pounding headache.
I go back to sleep.
Okay. You try, right? You try to just. Well, just like five more minutes, right? Maybe you're just daydreaming. But the back of your head pulses, and that's most likely where your head hit the drywall behind you when you got just a haymaker punch. Your eyes, they still burn from the acid, but it seems like the blindness was temporary. I'm going to have to make you roll 0/1d6 against violence because you got close to death.
Boy, howdy. Okay. Oh, fuck, I'm so unprepared. I'm going. Say that again? 1d... You said, it's a sanity check,
0/1d6 against violence, because you got close to death.
Alright. That is a 46, which I am almost certain is underneath... Yes, that's 46 under 66.
You know you're doing this for your granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
He holds it together. I've had worse things splashed in my eyes.
Like what?
Thus. Yes. You're in a concrete room. It's pretty bare. And there's a table in front of you. You're about sitting level, right? And then you look down and it seems like your hands are bound to a old wooden chair.
An old wooden chair that I'm sitting in?
That's correct.
Okay. So, I think there's going to be, like, I don't even think Omar would necessarily, as he's looking around, there's light in the room, I assume, of some dim light of some type.
Yeah, there's a dim light in this room.
Is it perhaps shining down through a long square shaft, like a crawl space?
No, it's okay. Like one of those hanging lights with just like a fluorescent.
Okay.
Oh, incandescent bulb. And then you realize that you're not alone because standing like right behind you out of your vision, you hear breathing, right? It seems like the person who knocked you out, they have their mask a little off and they're just getting a nice whiff of you.
They're like literally like sniffing me.
No. Oh, yeah. And they put that mask back on once you kind of notice in you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Omar, is there some type of... I think Omar's immediate assumption is that if someone went through the trouble of tying him up, that he's probably not going to get out easily. So he's not going to like struggle or anything right now.
Yeah.
And he will kind of turn and maybe not look all the way. He's like... And do I owe you money?
And this voice, it says,
Little Lamb, you are going to enjoy this. You would do well to appreciate it.
Oh, Lord.
How does that make you feel? It's just the look on your face.
So this is the look on my face. This is on Joe's face.
Yeah.
The look on Joe's face. So in the background of Petrov Brinovic, I'd written some stuff on the side like I usually do. I think Petrov was a surgeon in the Red Army during mm-hmm. the Chechenian conflict.
Awesome.
He has seen a fair share of prisoners being mistreated. But I don't think he's been on this side of it. And I think his mind is racing on what he could possibly do. And he wants to, in any way possible, assess, is there any way to get loose from this chair?
So like, you start to struggle on your vines, right?
He doesn't want to make it obvious because he also wants to be cool because this weirdo obviously is going to get off on this. Like,
oh yeah.
So he's like, he's maybe just going to test him real quick. He's like, I'm not sure that we have the same hobbies, my friend. Perhaps there is something we can do for each other. You know, he's trying to keep cool, but he is like, he's like, I'm about to lose my nails and my teeth and then other stuff along the way. Like, he is not happy with what's happening.
Okay. Right. And he slowly walks in his work boots across from the table from you, and he draws a utility knife. And he reaches for your arm, just clamps down on your wrist with a vice-like grip. Right? And then he takes the utility knife and cuts the bind on that arm, taking good care not to cut that supple flesh of yours.
I don't like the way it's supple, Alex.
He holds your wrist out and puts it on the table. And he says,
This is precious.
And he lets go of your arm. What happens next is you're just seeing your arm. He takes out this stone out of his pocket, the familiar looking bluish green stone. And you see your arm like right in front of you, laid out on this table. And it begins to just crumple like a piece of paper. Why don't you go and take 1/1d8 from a violent supernatural effect? Hot bile rushes up in your throat and you vomit uncontrollably and instantaneously from the sheer pain of it.
Jeez.
That's a 13 or 65.
Okay. So take one. You're holding it together. And you know what? It's worse because just when you see your arm crumple up like that, it shouldn't be like that. It reforms, it reverses.
And it's like, and back becomes out to whole its again. State.
Oh, yeah. Geez,
and I assume this was painful.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Petrov, you know, as he's like dry heaving, like, now.
Yeah, you got vomit just fucking...
And like, and he's like, but the arm's out, and he's like looking at it like horrified, and he like flexes the fingers. Do they respond?
Yes, yes they do.
Oh no, no, no. He does not like that. the hand goes down to the bind to see if he can untie himself. Panic has set in.
It crumples up again.
God damn it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, and once God. Again, it reverses. And the pest control man, he says,
"Let's explore the limits of your body."
And that's actually when we're going to match cut. Oh. Agent Nathan, he's driving over a cardboard box, speeding down.
As Dale whispers into his ear, "Let's explore the limits of your body."
Yeah, and we'll smash cut to a cardboard box being absolutely destroyed by a tire.
Oh my God.
On Agent Nathan's, he's driving, and he pulls up to the alleyway with where Agent Opal is now, fully suited up in a hazmat suit.
What the hell are you wearing?
Someone came in. I just think it's a good idea. We have no time to talk. We have to get in there. He took him into the subway.
Okay, okay. What's the plan, Cheerio?
I don't know. You guys are the tough guys. Dale! I don't like this guy. Dale, you come up with a plan.
Guns.
Yes.
Violence.
Yes. All I have is this knife.
Okay.
All I got is this souped-up shotgun, and he whips out
his... You have
his,
your pistol, too,
and,
don't you?
And a railgun. A janky railgun.
Oh,
Which is less janky.
It's less janky That's now.
Delilah, to you. So
Dale, I'm telling you, I need something beside this knife. I need something. This guy was big. He was big.
All right, I'm going to do you a favor, Roy. I'm going to give you old trusty. And I don't trust just anybody but old trusty. All right?
What's old trusty?
Old trusty was a thing that I came up with in episode one that I don't remember.
It's a pistol.
It's a handgun with a UV scope.
It's a 911.
Ultraviolet scope.
It's actually an IR scope.
Yes.
Okay, Dale. Roy, Agent Opal, picks it up. He clicks in the mags. He says, "Let's go."
Dale, give me that janky piece of shit.
You talking about Delilah?
No, that other one, the railgun.
That's Delilah.
Yeah. No,
I don't know who Delilah is. Give me the goddamn piece of metal.
You gotta call him by the right name. Names have power.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Ursula, who's right. The shotgun.
I just want you guys know that below underground somewhere, Petrov's arm is repeatedly being crushed.
We don't know about that. We're fighting over the railgun.
Yeah, you could fight over the railgun.
If you're going to wield her, you got to call her by the right name. She got to right. be caressed in just the right spots.
Give me Delilah, Dale, and I will bring my axe with us so we can get through. Are we ready to go now after naming your gun? Are we ready?
Yeah, you didn't say you had an axe. That's pretty metal. All right, so I'm going to give you Delilah, and I'm going to take Ursula. Mm-hmm.
Roy, let's go. This guy is going to start making love to his weapons.
Yeah, let's go. I don't know what we're going to find down there. We're still on us. Can I see anything in the van as Roy approaches the van?
Yeah, it's a locked pest control van.
Doesn't look like there's anything unusual on the inside.
You can definitely break in. The windows are tinted to like the legal limit here.
Just to make sure, I mean.
Ted looks at his fireman's axe.
What am I rolling against or for?
With? I would say, what is your criminology roll?
It's 10. So I did not pass that.
It's a good thing we don't know anyone with a high criminology.
Anyone with a high criminology, I would say 40 or above, would be able to just boop in the van. Done.
Yeah, Dale's definitely... He's got an 80 criminology.
Okay, so that's what you do. This is easy. You even keep your Slim Jim on you, right? To pop open the window.
He pulls it out of the back of his pants. It's just been there this whole time.
Yeah.
Getting next to my donuts.
So you're welcome to search this van. It's it will take some time.
If Roy doesn't see anything of use at first glance, he would be like,
what's your pharmacology or your science?
Which science?
Chemistry.
Chemistry is 40.
Oh, that's good enough. I'll give it to you.
God, Roy, I got a 60 so search, good.
If that'll help.
60 search? Glance. Roll the search.
Okay.
I do not know what we would have done if we had not brought Roy. Like,
dude,
honestly.
I told y'all last time, I'm only going to play EPA agent. EPA agent now.
So what'd you get, Agent Nathan?
It's
over. That's a fail. 90 over 60.
All right, wonderful. So... from what you can observe, Mr. Opal, with your chemistry skill, you can see that there's a lot of, like, there's an absurd amount of toxic chemicals in this van. Like, this is a pest control van, but there's, like, a special mix that's been made to... seems like just getting a whiff of it makes you kind of lightheaded, so it's implied that it could knock people out.
I don't like to look at this, fellas.
Yeah, and if you'd like, you can spend more time searching for more information.
I think that'll be enough for Roy, at least. He'll, like, you know, this is what he used to knock people out. He's a professional at this, fellas. And that's all Roy needs to see in the van.
Guilty. Kill him.
Yeah.
Sounds good. What is the next course of action here?
We gotta go down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to the door.
You enter the old subway, old Scale Square station. You can see here that it's pretty dark besides a lone red fire exit sign. It's quite large. It actually kind of looks like this, my background. So concrete. Just the pit where the rail is has been pretty much removed, and it's flooded with water, this grimy water. There's rat shit everywhere, spider webs and grime. And you see a rat about maybe like a foot long run scurrying close to the walls and scampers off. There's a few footprints in the ground, in the dust. And... from what you can see with what light source you have, there appears to be just this whole thing's kind of graffitied up.
People have been down here recently.
So people have been down here recently. Yes, and you can take that from the footprints. There's 3 to 4 sets of footprints.
Can we make some kind of check to determine which ones?
Absolutely.
Are the most recent ones?
Either forensics or search. Search will be at a minus 20.
Even like look for, you know, drag marks, assuming that he didn't just like manhandle them and pick them up.
Well, we know that Steven, Simon and Jillian were both here at
That's
some
correct.
Point.
Right. I'll do a search. True.
Okay. Search will be at a minus, let's say 10.
Minus
and
10.
Forensics will be flat.
So that's a fail.
All right, I'll do
that's
forensics.
That's a special kind of fail, John.
That is a special kind of fail. That's an 88.
Okay, I'm going to say that takes just a little more time.
Roy's got a 40 forensics, so I'm going to try this.
Okay.
And that's 16.
Great.
40.
So there's definitely 3 sets of footprints that are going deeper into the tunnels here in this dark, empty subway station. There's 2 sets of footprints that go in and then normally, right? And then they come back out towards the exit sign. On the way out, the strides are a lot longer. So that means they were probably running or in a panic. Hmm. There is a single set of footprints that have a deeper impression they look like work boots, and it looks like they were carrying something heavy, probably slung over the shoulder or fireman's carries. But there is something odd you see with one of the soles on these on the work boots. There is there's kind of like a hole in the right boot.
So that is obviously the guy.
This is our guy.
And then this looks like, but three footprints. We were just told it was Jillian and Simon down there.
Right.
So they brought someone else down here that they didn't tell us about or something
there
like that.
There is recent sneaker footprints and they lead into a side room.
Okay. And then we saw two, which is obviously Jillian and Simon running.
That's correct.
Out.
So four footprints total.
We ain't got four time to think, Roy. Ain't
Make
you
a
worried
choice,
about
Roy.
Petrov?
And
right.
time does pass, so
you're right.
You
we need
sanity
to follow.
Roll Omar for torture. This is against helplessness.
Okay. Come on, keep run. Oh, 13 under 64.
All right, take one.
All right.
I'm not even going to describe it, man.
No, wait, please do. Is it anything worse than the crumpled arm?
After, get nastier.
As a part of whatever is happening, there's a section where Omar goes, I've seen better!
giving him some guff.
Is the exterminator
the backbone
just
on this guy.
Playing with him with this rock? What? How is this panning out? Is he just supernaturally crumpling up and down?
I think you'll just look at the... You'll find the result of it when
the
you find it.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Roy
have
agrees
seen,
with Dale.
Have you ever Go seen ahead. A cartoon character who gets hit by an anvil and they turn to an accordion? They're like... just... It's gonna be like that.
Roy, let's go. Dale, you ready?
Hell yeah, brother.
All right.
Ted, like, cocks the rail gun with a new slug, with a new beam.
With a new piece of rebar. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're rushing in. You're
yes.
reckless abandon.
Recklessly.
I mean, Roy okay. would be towards the back, I think, and maybe not being as reckless, but, you know, Roy's concerned for sure.
You are so glad you're in that hazmat suit because it is dusty as fuck here. Like, you can see the dust particles just fill up the light beam that you're shining.
The asbestos and particles.
It just, it's like, oh, and then as you pass that side room, there's this
actually,
huh?
Ted's gonna put his, Ted's gonna put a fire,
Sounds
mask
great.
On.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Respirator.
Yeah, respirator. So as you pass by that side room, you're just hit with an overwhelming stench of urine.
He's brought more people down here.
There's a litter box in there.
you keep following Somebody the footprints, right?
Uh-huh.
Then yeah. it would lead you to a panel in the wall that's been this set aside, right? This crawl space, right? Let's say it's maybe 4 by 4 feet square in the wall, and you can see here the heavier footprints, the one in the work boots. They set down something or someone, and there's drag marks going into the crawl space.
Oh, shit.
This is this place, fellas.
Big sigh. This is an absolute character killer.
Dale, go get that panel.
Yeah, I would do it myself, but I'm not a, you know... They're stronger, Dale.
Right.
Oh, the panel's tossed aside.
Would you say that Ursula has sort of a tactical flashlight on her?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to blaze her up.
Okay.
Do I need to crawl to get in there?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
It's really uncomfortable. It's a 4-foot-high like crawl space. You got to like
okay.
either crawl on your hands and knees or okay. kind of do an awkward squat walk.
Totally. Before I needlessly throw my character away, this does appear to be where we think Petrov was taken, right?
The drag marks go into the hole, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know, the ass print where someone was put down in the dust, you know Petrov's ass print. That's it right there. You're like, I know this.
Did I mention the fact, the reason that Marla and I broke up was because I was actually gay and I had a crush on Petrov and I knew his ass like the back of my hand?
No, you didn't.
No, it didn't come up. I'm
sorry for oversharing.
And you all laugh nervously because because once through that threshold, you'll never come back the same.
Mm.
I think part of you knows that.
And that's an Alex Sun promise.
But no, like, seriously,
Dale,
like,
Dale, we're right behind you.
I mean, I succeeded the forensics. So, I mean, it's definitely not. The only thing he's given us is there's three. There looks to be a some, like, he said, like, sneak footprint somewhere else in the main area. The two footprints go in one way and then run the other way, where obviously our friendly and Simon.
Yeah.
The only other thing we have to go on is if we wanted to explore the piss room.
Yeah, like, the sneaker prints went into the piss room.
Oh, the sneaker prints.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
We proceed any further. How far away are we from the piss room?
Maybe 30 feet.
Okay. Kat, will you allow me to roll an alertness? Because...
What's your alertness?
Okay. 70?
70, oh, yeah. There's definitely some shuffling around in that side room.
What's there, boy? What do you hear, Kale? Dale?
His ears perk up, and his head cocks to the side like a dog that hears something.
He's like, Dale, we're going there.
There's shuffling.
God damn it, Dale.
Torture?
We don't have time for this.
Screaming or anything like that.
No. No screaming?
Yeah.
Okay, before we go into this this crawl space here, I hear something in that back room. I think somebody might be here. What are y'all thinking? Do we need to investigate that side room before we push forward?
If you hear something, let's go. I mean, the more time we waste, who knows what's happening to Petrov. Let's go check out this room.
Well, it could be Petrov in that room is the thing.
Well, then let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Trust me, when you're in a fight, you got to make decisions, brother. Make those decisions.
God damn it, I need a line of cocaine. And he snorts line of
cocaine. I think this is a sanity check against helplessness for everyone here. Oh, 0/1, because you're kind of having this, holy shit, what do we do?
66 under 69, so pass.
All right, 0/1. You're keeping it cool.
Keeping it together.
41 under 49.
Very good nice. To go.
39 under 100.
Under 100?
Sorry, under 99. Under, wait, 99 sanity points?
Huh?
That's not it.
Are you that looking at current?
Right. 60, rather sorry. Than max? I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. Good too. So, what I understand is everyone's okay. So, your decision is to keep going or to investigate?
Investigate.
Yep, side room.
All right, we gotta check out the side room. You definitely go into the side room and I'll have Petrov make another roll for torture.
Dale will take point on the side room.
Okay.
It's an 83 over 63.
All right, roll a D8, please.
Yeah. Oh, I should have been checking my things, shouldn't yeah. I? Was that first one? Was that violence?
In case you level up?
No, the first one's one was unnatural.
Okay.
The rest is all going to be helplessness.
Helplessness. Okay.
Or violence, whatever you have less of, because it's going to be the worst one.
I actually don't have either, so we'll just go. We'll put it on violence.
Okay.
All right. What was the loss again?
The loss D6? Is going to be a D8.
Fuck
me. Ooh-wee.
Let's see. Yep. Two.
Two, okay.
Good, not bad.
Do you want to use a bond?
Not right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
I've got two pips on violence. I could be immune by violence by the time you guys get done with this room.
Unless you hit your breaking point. All right, so you have your Spaz 12 raised. You're ready to blast whatever fucker is going to pop out of the shadows, O'Leary.
Yeah, certainly.
And you quickly identify someone basically slouched over. You have criminology, so you instantly know, like, this is definitely someone on fentanyl,
like nodded okay. out.
Yeah, they're just like standing up, looking at their shoes. They stand at the base of a great mural. And there is a graffitied like dragon on the largest wall in this room that smells like piss. There's a mattress in the corner.
Dale, let's get out.
He lives here.
Let's get out. This is not where we need to be. We need to find Petrov.
No, this is the wrong place. All right, we gotta go down that fucking
hole. Maybe this guy knows where he went.
He's nodded out, man. Talk to him if you want to, but I'm going down that fucking hole.
Maybe Roy will do. Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, he's not responsive at all. This guy is a victim of the system.
He's just straight up zombified at this point.
Yeah. His fucking receptors have been fried from fentanyl.
Let's get going. We don't have time.
All right. So, yeah, Dale will climb into the hellhole.
All right.
Before we leave that room, Roy will be the last one out. He's going to examine that mural a little bit closer.
Okay. Sure. I'll give you some information. This mural is hastily, but large. It's got a large area of the wall. It's a spray painting. What looks like to be a dragon. Its scales are bluish and green, and its eyes are red. It's bearing horrible teeth, and each long, scaly arm ends in razor-sharp claws.
It was, like, meticulously painted or just... you said graffitied, right?
Graffiti.
Okay, yeah.
Holy shit, I saw that exact tattoo when I was a kid in a dispenser. It was a stick-on tattoo. Yeah.
Well, the ones you put the quarter in and you turn it.
That's exactly it, Petrov. How'd you get here?
Those Joe. Joe's there.
And you're looking at this mural, right? And it's at this point the person who has been afflicted by fentanyl, he kind of lurches towards you about 2 feet, but then just stops.
Dale would definitely like stutter backwards because he's not used to this situation at all.
Yeah, 0/1, please, against the helplessness.
Because it's like it's super dark. Like it's just like it's super sketchy.
So take away one.
Yeah, it's just one.
And mark that helplessness pip.
Mm-hmm. If you take any damage from sanity, sanity damage from either, or you mark the pip.
That'll be enough for Roy to get out of there.
You're like,
Roy,
fuck
come
this.
On.
O'Leary, are you on your hands and knees, or are you doing a little squat walk?
That's okay. So describe the dimensions of the, like, how cramped is it?
4x4 feet.
4x4?
Do you remember that part of the tunnels
like
that you would have to get down?
That's exactly what I think about.
Alex, we have firsthand knowledge of this environment.
Oh, nice.
We have lived this life, real life. So, sort of an awkward, like, hopping squat situation. He's got the shotgun in his right hand, but you can walk on one hand and two legs. Like, so it's not a crawl. It's just like a sort of hop.
Well, like, you're doing whatever's necessary to keep the gun up and in front.
Yeah.
Right.
So you take point, and this little crawl space hallway, it goes about 10 feet. So it's like you're kind of doing this for a while, and it's uncomfortable. And when you cross this threshold, it feels so much different here. It's like there's like a change in almost pressure. That's the first word that comes to mind. A change in pressure, because it starts to get cold. And like there was the sounds of like the rats and the scuffling out there. But it's almost like you've entered a complete vacuum here. There's nothing here. There's no warmth. There's no light. There's no hope. It's just nondescript concrete walls. No signs of spiders or rats. Just concrete walls and twisting pipes.
Feels like my apartment.
Dale, can you hear us?
Nathan, I can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Is it safe for us to come after you?
So far, so good.
It just feels
water's
bad
fine.
Being here.
Jump on in.
It's like a malign weight pressing down on your shoulders.
Maybe you can hear like a quaver in Dale's voice as he says that. He's like, water's fine. Come on in.
I'm going after right. him, Nathan. And
we'll go in.
Yeah.
All right. So you've entered. Welcome to the hellhole.
Oh, Lord.
Excellent.
We made it.
You're in a pretty nondescript hallway right now, and it's all just concrete.
So it leveled out into a normal size hallway.
That's right.
Okay. What do we see? I don't know.
Well,
do we hear
you
see anything?
Multiple entranceways, and you get a glance at one of them. It's a stairway, but this stairway, it just leads straight into the ground. It doesn't go anywhere.
Roy, you got any insight on where them footprints went?
Roy will look around again.
Yeah, and as you're looking at the ground for footprints, you notice that there's no dust here. However, the ground is littered. Littered with not stones that you know that you've discovered, but scales.
Oh.
He'll bring this. He's like, this is the scales, same as that rock. I should roll something to try to navigate.
Nope, it's the same exact thing. You're welcome to pick up the rock and put it in your pocket or whatever.
Swallow
I don't
it.
Think Roy will after he saw how it reacted and that it might be organic.
Okay.
This is the same as those rocks. I'm sure of it. This is why it... But if they went the other way, how did they get this on their boots? It would seem, like they would be like they would be walking on this. And...
I'd like to correct you, just for the record. They did go in through the crawl space, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, Jill. Gal and Jill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, duh, because they said it was a little crawl space that they.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the
Roy,
place, fellas.
This what do you where... have on?
Sorry.
You've seen these before. Ted hasn't really. I don't think he's been privy to the experiments. But, like, you've seen these before. What do we do? What?
This
is what
part
is
of the
shit?
Overall mission, Agent Nathan. These.
What do we do with this shit? How do we kill it?
Don't pick
How
it
do
up. Don't
it?
Touch it. We're already in too much danger with all these around us. If all we see is the stairwell, Roy will try to navigate towards the stair.
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely do that. So you said you're going to the stairs?
Yes, so, yeah.
Okay.
No, okay. Dale would step in and be like, Roy, you're the brains. We need you. I'm on take point.
All right. Be wary. We don't know what this... We saw what these skills had the effect on Jillian and Simon. We got to keep our head on straight.
Well,
for
that's...
Petrov.
That's what you're good for. All right, let's... Nathan, you ready for this shit?
Locked and loaded.
I don't like this. Some shit's about to go down. I can feel it. This place feels wrong. It feels like my ex-wife's house.
Yeah. And actually, let's go into that. Let's talk about the worst day of your life, O'Leary.
Let's talk about that house, now that you mention it.
What exactly happened, and why was it the worst day of your life?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you talking about my indoctrination into Delta Green?
Sure, or whatever about? Ruined your life.
Whatever brought you to this lowly state.
I met a girl in high school and we fell in love. She turned out to be a cheating whore.
Yeah, that didn't feel too good, did it now?
No, it makes me angry.
Mm.
But I can't do nothing about it, so it makes me impotent and angry.
Helpless.
Therefore, I sign up to be a cop. So I could take out my impotent rage on the citizens of the United States of America. And every time I pull somebody over, I picture Marla's stupid face. And I frisk him and I rough him up. And when I bag him and tag him and take him to jail, that's just a small victory for me. A little loss for Marla.
Damn, Bill's not a good guy.
That's probably how you're feeling. You're feeling this rage just pent up in your chest. You're feeling that hopelessness, and you're trying to fight back against it, but you're so tiny, and you're just, and part of you is even afraid afraid that one day you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to see Marla.
Jeez. I could have had a football scholarship to state if I ain't knocked her up.
Yep. So you grit your teeth and move on. But this weight, man, it's on your shoulders. So I'm going to have you roll a sanity check for me.
Okay. let's see.
Something's not right with this place.
17.
17. All right, that's passes zero. You're holding it together. And you go to the stairwell, right? This stairwell, you're apparently at the ground floor of this stairwell, but it goes up. And when you look up, it goes into the ceiling, and there's no way to the second floor.
Oh, good.
Wait, sorry, describe that one more time.
Yep, so it's like you're on the first floor and you enter a stairwell. The stairs go directly up into the ceiling where there is a concrete ceiling.
It's like the Winchester house. Like, it's like nonsensical stairs to nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Ted right behind him.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted will start, like, knocking with his axe, like the butt of his axe, to try and test each of the walls.
It is pure concrete.
The fuck is this place?
This hole sucks.
Yeah.
We must have missed something. We must have...
There's multiple entrances and exits, so this isn't the only way forward.
This can't be the right spot. He must have gone somewhere else.
Let's get out of here.
Now, if anyone has Navigate...
Yes.
That would be very useful.
It's what I was built for.
Like, I gave character sheets with skills that are...
You should have just started out with Ted.
Oh, that's a 55 over 50. Okay.
So, great. We'll get to the result of that roll. But right now, we're going to flash to Agent Omar. You just finished screaming and puking again. And at this point, the pest control man... please roll another sanity roll against torture.
Of course, Alex. It would be my honor. 78 over 61.
All right, D8.
Oof.
All right, D8.
One. All
I'm
right,
glad
one.
You're rolling better than I am.
Petrov.
Against the put
this...
it against helplessness.
Oh, damn it. God.
Yeah. You're not getting off that easy.
Two in violence and one in helplessness.
Okay.
Jesus.
So, yeah. The pain is just excruciating. At one point, your arm reforms, and, like, he just splits it down the middle with a box cutter.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
And it reverses, and he takes your arm and starts to tie it to the chair again. A little more hastily this time. Are you saying anything to this thing?
I mean, Petrov, like, it doesn't matter how much of a badass you are. You're like, your body responds to this.
Oh,
stuff.
For sure.
I mean, he is no doubt.
At this point, your adrenaline's kicked in, and that's actually keeping you conscious.
Just keep
for
in mind,
better or worse.
He's at 4 HP. He's not well. He's like a man in his, like, 60s. Like,
he's got acid in the face before this.
Yeah, it's like acid in his face. Like, and at some point in time, your sweat is not even like really just water. It's just like slime because your body's just pumping out so much from just raw pain.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, but even then he's like, oh, you need the break, huh?
God, the balls on this guy.
Such a badass.
But like, maybe he tries to spit. He doesn't even have enough liquid in his mouth to do it. Like, he's
right,
just
and you
so
just taste
fucked.
Puke and bile as you try to spit. Man. He just looks at you.
He's still got the mask, the hazmat suit. Or
yeah,
the
he's got the mask on. You can see some semblance. I don't know. I don't even know if you can see humanity within the glass.
Hmm. But what he stares at you. What do you want?
I am but a myrmidon of the dragon.
And he is going to just walk away.
So there's just like, and this is just like a square room with a doorway,
yes.
I'm assuming.
There's not even a doorway.
Where is he going?
He's going. So there is a, there is not a door, sorry, but there is a doorway.
A doorway.
There,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And gotcha. He walks through that, and you can hear his footsteps echo away.
As they start to do that, Petrov, especially if he's now been tied a little more hastily.
Oh yeah.
Petrov is like instantly like, can I get out of this?
Give me an athletics check.
God damn it. Who wants to guess?
Petrov.
Who wants to guess what is not a Petrov's strong
probably
suit?
Probably not a strong suit.
Athletics, huh? I've got the base. I've got the base. Let's okay. see. Let's see how we do here. Are we sure Petrov can't think his way through this? He's a smart guy.
If you can think of a way to release yourself from the binds without physical force.
What do you have? What would you have on your body?
I mean, he probably wouldn't have had much besides like maybe keys, but he can't reach anything, right? Like,
he's just got one free arm.
So I'll take a strength times five. If that's better than your athletics, I'll take the better.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, that's so much better.
I'll save it for the sanity check.
Okay. You think that I'm playing right into Alex's hands is what you're thinking.
So, I will say I've been in this situation.
Oh, in real life?
Oh, no.
Chuck can expand upon insanity checks.
Jesus. Want to.
And I will tell you what gets you out of it is manual dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like strength. It's like
being able to worm your
manual
way.
Manual dexterity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll 100%. Take a dex times five as well then.
Okay.
I'll buy it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He's gonna and I'm so slimy. I might as well have been lubed up.
you're only gonna get so far.
Like, nah, too much.
He's already right. Giving you so much.
All right. Let's see. What we got here. We go. 16.
Nice.
60.
Right.
Fuck yeah, Petrov.
So this is exactly what happens. You start to wiggle your way out. And you got one arm free. It is pulsing with phantom pain because, like, your brain's not, it's going haywire. It's like, do I even have an arm anymore? But
right.
You can still manipulate your fingers. It's just the weirdest feeling. And it's just this weight of the atmosphere around you. It feels like you're not even on Earth, whatever that feels like.
Okay.
But you get a hand free.
Yeah,
you can
make
me another roll this time. The other one's kind of tight, so you'll have to either claw it out or...
Well, I imagine I'm weak, right? Like, I'm not
well.
Oh,
for sure.
He didn't happen to leave his blade there, did he? The utility
no.
knife? Okay.
But what is your intelligence times five?
Petrov is smart.
Yeah.
His intelligence times five is 80. He is
nice.
Very smart.
Excellent. So I'll give you this. If you somehow break a chair leg or break the table leg by throwing yourself to the ground, you might be able to splinter one of the limbs of this piece of furniture and use that as a makeshift blade. But it might exert you.
Petrov is so spent already.
Yeah.
Like, to be frank, like, I just don't know if that's even. I think he's just.
Tell you
gonna...
what, I'll let you buy a plus 20 to a roll by spending some willpower.
Oh, no, you're talking
that's
Joe's game.
Yeah. That's oh, you got him! You got him!
I know.
Let's do it! Let's do it!
Okay.
If you don't use your resources. Why do you have them? Let's do it. All right.
Pay up.
Okay, so how much? You want me to roll like a
d4
or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, d4 sounds good.
All right, d4. 3.
Ouch.
Oof.
Hurts.
Expensive.
All right, so what am I rolling here then?
Strength times 5 plus 20.
All right, that's a 70%.
Yeah, just roll good.
All I have to do is not fuck it up. A 7
hey.
Under 70.
All right, so you start to like rock the chair back and forth, right?
Yeah.
And you land on your side, and you hear just a satisfying snap as one of the chair legs breaks off, and you grip that like it's the key to your salvation. This limb, and you start to go to work.
Like using this like jagged wooden chair. or
this chair leg, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And as the binds, this duct tape starts to loosen, you're kind of working your way out. You don't hear anything. And bam, duct tape snaps off. You're free. And then you hear deep within the recesses of this hellhole, you hear a tremor. You feel the tremor, a tremor that's caused by a roar. And that's where we're going to take a break.
Oh,
good.
Holy shit.
Oh, God. Alex. Great job, man.
Yeah, well done.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess we'll take a break and be back in just a minute.
I'm so hopeful. Petrov's going to be fine.
You know what? Keep up that optimism, Jean. That's what we need more of.
Says the guy with all his HP.
Yes, that's all the guy. And has his arm crumpled a bunch of times. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us. And be sure to check out the RPG Reanimators on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, as always, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.